Welcome to AM Best Audio.
We're here in Monte Carlo for the Rendezvous de Septembre for AM Best TV. I'm Richard Banks. And I'm joined now by Robert Viest, CEO of MS Reinsurance. Robert, it's great to see you again. Welcome.
Richard, thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So Robert, we're at a strange point in the cycle. There's still positive conditions, but there are signs that it may not last forever. You've been vocal in the past about the need for underwriting discipline. How confident are you about that?
You're challenging the basis of our industry. Very nice. I think it's becoming more important. I mean, we lived through last year through a very positive cycle. Certainly, despite all the complaints, we're still good. I would, however, make a remark. There are always two factors to observe. One is price. We frequently talk about that. And the other one is exposure and on what side it more of the exposure is sitting. So how many exposure is sitting on the cedent side? How much is sitting on the reinsurance side? At the moment, I would say we are in a balanced state. That's most probably more important than price and why we can talk about a balanced and good market and market conditions. Going down, that might shift. And that's where you need the underwriting discipline. The awareness on the exposure shifts, and of course, price levels.
And as the cycle continues to turn, do you have a sense as to what does happen next?
Well, you will always have some who come late to the party and continue push the cart. That might accelerate downward trend. And believe me, I've seen it multiple times. There are always some. The question is only how much will it accelerate? And then when you go more versus the bottom, who's going to pull back first? Who's going to stay on? Who has more a portfolio view? Who has more, is more the alpha underwriter? So putting back in specific lines of business. But in my thinking, we're still at least a year away from that.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So here we are, more or less at the halfway point of the rendezvous. Is it clearer to you now what the challenges and the opportunities are for the future?
I think this year Monte Carlo is reflecting the market, so it's a balanced one. We don't have any exciting news. The discussions are very, very professional, so everyone acknowledges that we are on a slight downward slope. But no one uses this to create a drama because we are professionals, so we know we are okay. So what is interesting, and it's maybe an opportunity, but then also a challenge, I'm hearing that some of our clients are starting to think forward. So who of these reinsurers are going to be on my panel also when the wind gets stiffer? So they're looking into 28, 29. Time will tell. We'll see.
So MS Reinsurance has announced some organizational changes earlier this summer, including a particular recognition of the MGA sector. Tell us a little bit about how you see that segment.
So first of all, the reorganization was not driven by the MGA part. So there are many other reasons. The prime reason actually to improve, as you know, we are a client-centric, client-focusing organization. So the main goal was to strengthen that element. But clearly, the MGA business was always part of our business. So we took the opportunity to create a particular focus on that market as well. Now, for us, MGA focuses more in the US, some in Europe. And clearly, you see now signs where that market is very active on the M&A front, maybe getting a bit overhyped. So it's also the moment to stay close, which we do with our organizational changes, to understand really where's the market dynamics. So if you get overhype, you're part of that story as well as media and rating. It's good to have a closer look on where we are, whether we're coming close to the end of the party or whether we are still good to go.
Can you give us the benefit of your insight into that?
Well, It's a very simple thing. Companies start, they start in their market. So if you could start to leave your market, it costs you money, it exposes to new risks. So the question is, why are you exiting your home market? Is it because the competition is too severe? Is it because you can't expand anymore? But in any case, those companies who do that, they take an increased level of risk. And the question is, why do you do that? Then we have signs where companies went into some markets, particularly continental Europe, and realized different culture, different habits, different regulation, more challenging, and pull back. And you see right now in the London market, there's a high level of activity because it's more transparent in a sense, then easier to enter.
Robert, one final question, if I may. Is there one issue today that's being overlooked that's going to be really important in the future?
I think the one point which stands out is really the question of reliability and resilience, I would call it. So the question of who of my reinsurers is a transactional reinsurer and who is really the long-lasting partner. That's why I mentioned it prior, and it's quite interesting to see how the, let's call it the scars from the 22-23 renewal, which is by now beyond the usual memory of our market, yes, has still left this nagging question. And it seems to come now to the forefront, which makes sense because we're going into a softer market. So that's the one I would keep an eye on. I would expect changes in reinsurance panels, consolidation going forward, not immediately.
Robert, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Richard, as I said, a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.